Welcome back on this Friday as we get ready for another fantastic weekend of college football. Unfortunately, I will not be in the swamp this weekend, nor will I be in Madison, Wisconsin, although I'm not sure why anybody would want to be in Madison, Wisconsin. But I will be at home watching all the games for a change on television, and that'll be fun. I'm going to welcome in David Sears here as we're about to break down what should be another blockbuster weekend of football. David, good Friday to you. It's about time this Friday rolled around.
Good Friday to you too. Happy Rosh Hashanah. So I know you enjoy the Jewish New Year as much as I do.
Shalom.
Shalom, exactly.
we might as well jump right in because we got plenty to discuss this weekend. And the SEC, and I believe we have a little contest down south a little bit that from where we are that we'll get to in a few minutes, and it's going to be interesting. But the SEC has some other games of note, and number 14, Texas A&M playing Arkansas in Arlington, Texas. Of course, both teams coming off of heartbreaking losses, although Arkansas's was not close. Texas A&M's was. What do you think in this game? Who do you like?
Well, Arkansas needs this victory if they're going to stay a legitimate dark horse national title contender. If Arkansas finds a way to win out and LSU is able to upset Bama, then they can get that three-way tie and hopefully get what they want as a SEC West title and a shot at the national title. But I think Texas A&M is in bigger need of the victory than Arkansas because they need to make it look a legitimate splash as they are now the new SEC West team starting next year. They need this one more than Arkansas because they blew a huge lead at home to Oklahoma State, which would have probably put them in the top five. And it's just a big game for Texas A&M because if they can find a way to win this, they have one Big 12 loss, and they can still have a legitimate shot at winning the Big 12 title, but and an outside shot at the national title. But this is basically an elimination game. Whoever loses this game will have a no shot at a BCS bid and a lot of potential squandered for a year.
I agree, and last year it was a 7-point victory for Texas A&M. They won the game 24-17 over Arkansas on October 9 last year. So we'll see if Arkansas can get them back this year. I like Texas A&M, though. I think Texas A&M wins the game. I like their I like the way – I don't know. Ryan Tannehill seems to impress me. I don't know what it is about him, but he can do both running and passing, and Texas A&M's defense also has only given up 17 points a game. So I am going to take the Aggies in that one. How about another matchup that could get interesting? As we mentioned earlier, the big game in Madison, Wisconsin. Nebraska in their first Big Ten game under the lights at Camp Randall. Who do you like in this one?
I really think that Wisconsin can force Nebraska to become one-dimensional. T-Magic hasn't really been able to throw the ball that well. Nebraska plays been very inconsistent this year. So I think this has potential to be very ugly, and Wisconsin will roll all over Nebraska. Camp Randall at night has some magic. Just asked Ohio State about playing there last year under the lights. Wisconsin was able to take it to Ohio State and make them pay. I like Wisconsin. I like Wisconsin big over Nebraska.
I'm going to correct something I just said. I said Texas A&M won that game last year, and I was dead wrong, and I knew I was dead wrong when I said it, but I'm reading here on a particular site, and I want out the site. It's a pretty well-known site, but they have that Texas A&M beat Arkansas last year. That's not the case. In fact, it was reversed. Arkansas won 24-17, so I will take responsibility. But I knew when I said that. I said there's no way. Arkansas only lost to Alabama and Auburn last year, but such is life when you read things for a living instead of knowing things. let's continue now. How about Ole Miss? And I know this is not a premier game, but they need something, anything right now, as the letter we talked about yesterday was written by the Chancellor Dan Jones to the Ole Miss family that not to make any attacks on Pete Boone and the athletic department, Houston Nutt, which was just ridiculous and embarrassing, almost as embarrassing as Jay Jacobs writing that letter to Auburn. The Auburn family, everybody's got a family these days. How about Ole Miss going out to California and playing Fresno State. Do you think they can somehow get a victory? I don't see it.
Well, the thing that Ole Miss has going for them is that it's not a 9 o'clock Pacific kickoff.
Well, true.
Other than that, this is not going to be good for Ole Miss. They still have shown no semblance of an offense. They're still struggling to find an identity. Their defense is pretty good. I'll give them that. It's not the greatest SEC defense, but it's better than Auburn's defense, which really isn't saying much. But I think Fresno State, I think the line I saw was -4.5, -5.5. I definitely take that because it's pathetic the way Ole Miss has become. And the Houston Nut hot seat's getting warmer, and the Ford Rebels is becoming a huge factor. They've taken out ads all over state of Mississippi and Memphis. They want huge change, and I'm saying that they just want athletic department change, but you got to figure they're going to want some head coaching change at their football, basketball, and baseball teams, and definitely getting rid of Houston Nutt will help them. And I think that's a subject all in its own about believing they can compete for SEC and national titles and all this, but Houston Nutt has basically driven this program off the cliff, and it's not going to be pretty when they visit Fresno State.
You're right, and he has made it into a disaster there at Ole Miss, and he needs to go, and I think everybody over there thinks Pete Boone needs to go as well, who's the athletic director. How about Michigan State at Ohio State? Both teams have a loss, this one at 2:30 on ABC or ESPN, depending on where you live. Who do you like in this game?
I think they was my dark horse pick to win the Big Ten, so I'm definitely thinking they're going to be able to rebound from that loss to Notre Dame. If they can't beat this Ohio State team, then Michigan State's not going to beat Ohio State for a long, long time. They need this victory. Ohio State's wounded. They're not that good. And the talent they have returning this year at Michigan State should allow them to beat Ohio State. And give me Michigan State by 10 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan State as well, because pretty much what you just said. Ohio State's down right now. Michigan State, they shouldn't have lost to Notre Dame. They did. But I think they're going to come back with a nice victory here against Ohio State for their first Big Ten win of the year, first Big Ten game of the year. So I like Ohio State, Michigan State to beat Ohio State in this game. Simply, as you said, you only get so many chances in a lifetime when you really have Ohio State down. It's like having Alabama or Texas down in a conference. While you have the opportunity, you better take advantage of it, and I think they will. I like Michigan State to win that game. LSU, no problem, in my opinion, with Kentucky. I don't think anybody would have a problem with Kentucky, perhaps excluding Ole Miss in the SEC right now. What do you think?
Kentucky, we know they hit hard because they knocked Brantley out last week at the game. But other than that, this Kentucky team will probably be the first one to miss a bowl game in a while. They're just struggling to find offense. Their defense is okay. But Florida hung 40 plus on them at Kentucky. LSU is having them come to there in the Death Valley. You got to figure LSU is able to just destroy them. That defense will just tee off and have a field day. So you'd probably give up maybe 10 points total to Kentucky. Now there's no one there that would remember the upset in the Bluegrass state, but I don't think there's anybody that would get played there in 2007 that was in, well, maybe a redshirt freshman. But
that was a different Kentucky team, too. That was a good Kentucky team, as Kentucky teams go. This one is just not very good.
So I'm definitely thinking that LSU just takes a whooping to them and tries not to look ahead to Florida next week in Death Valley.
I think LSU wins, but I think it's closer than a lot of people will say. And last year the score was 43-37. Last time they met, as we just mentioned, in 2007, it was 43-37 in favor of Kentucky. But yeah, I think it's going to be closer than people think, because I think LSU will probably be taking an off week. I don't think it necessarily has anything to do with how good Kentucky is. But Les Miles, he's interesting in games like these. I think it'll be a closer game than everybody's predicting the blowout, but I still think LSU takes care of business. Dan Mullen will take his team to Athens to play Mark Richt. Mark Richt, this would be the first time Georgia would have a winning record, I believe, since at least 2009. What do you think, as Mississippi State just slaughtered Georgia last year, and it was 24-12, but it wasn't even that close, really. Who do you like in this game?
Do I have to choose a winner?
Yeah, really.
Both sets of Bulldogs have issues coming in. Georgia is still playing with the false hope that they could win the SEC East. Mississippi State has two SEC losses already. Mullen may start to hear some rumblings if he loses to Georgia, especially if they can't get the offense going after last week having to go to overtime to beat well-off Tech. It looked like this season could derail quickly for Mississippi State unless they get it together. That being said, this Georgia team outside of Isaiah Crowell hasn't really shown much on offense. Darren Murray's not lived up to the hype and expectations. So I think Mississippi State wins a close one, but I just, if you don't have to watch this game, I wouldn't. I just don't think this has potential to be as entertaining as that Ole Miss Georgia just debacle from last week.
I think it'll be very similar, to be honest with you. And I'm going to go with Georgia, and I have one reason, and it's very simplistic. It's in Athens, and that's the only reason in the world that I'm picking Georgia to win this game. Otherwise, I think you're right. It's going to be a very boring game, and probably one I will not find myself watching a whole lot of. A big game for South Carolina. Auburn trying to rebound, too. They have, of course, the loss last time they visited the state of South Carolina, which was 2 weeks ago against Clemson. Number 10, South Carolina, undefeated. They're giving up 25.8 points per game, but Auburn's defense is giving up more. They're giving up 31 points per game. So a couple of defenses here who are used to being scored on. Who do you like in this one?
Auburn's rush defense is just flat-out pathetic. If Spurrier does anything other than give them a heavy dose of Lattimore and tries to let Garcia win the game, especially after his abysmal performance against Vandy last week, I know that's not your father's Vandy, but still, four interceptions in the SEC will generally cost you to lose a game. South Carolina should win this game. It'll probably be a closer one than people expect. But I don't see Auburn being able to score enough points on South Carolina, especially with a defense that can't get off, that can't get the team off the field on third down. So I like South Carolina probably by two touchdowns in this one.
I'm going to take South Carolina as well, and I think it's about, like you said, two touchdowns, 17, 20 points. That would be at the most. I think Auburn's defense will score some points. I think they have the capability, but I think at the same time, South Carolina can just hand it off to Lattimore all day long, and Auburn could put every player they have in the box and try to stop him. It doesn't matter. South Carolina is going to control the game and is just probably going to keep Auburn at arm's length all day long. How about the other team from South Carolina? As we just mentioned, Clemson taking the trip to Virginia Tech. Both teams undefeated. Clemson coming off of two emotional victories. Virginia Tech, though, if they can get past this game, perhaps an undefeated season await the Hokies. What do you like?
Well, Clemson's been able to do it at home. They'd beat Auburn at home. They'd beat Florida State at home. Now they have to go to a night game in one of the toughest places to play in the ACC, Blacksburg. This is a young Clemson team that have a lot of talent, but I don't know if they're ready to handle the atmosphere of Blacksburg. I want to pick Clemson just to say it's a feel-good story, but I definitely think Virginia Tech will win this game. I think Clemson will be able to keep it close, but I just think Virginia Tech has too much going for it right now, especially at home. They defend their turf very well. And that defense is looking pretty decent. And Virginia Tech will win this game and try not to struggle as they head down the home stretch and try to keep some national title hopes alive for a subpar conference in the ACC.
I'm taking Virginia Tech as well. I like their I like the way that team's playing. And like you just said, they have an open road if they can get past this game. And I think Clemson, or is a good team, but I think they've spent a lot of emotion these past 2 weeks when beating the defending national champions and then turning right around and defeating the team everybody thought was going to be competing for one this year in Florida State. All right, to the big contest now in Gainesville, Florida, Alabama and Florida. Last year, Alabama won this one 31-6. Of course, Alabama beat Florida pretty badly in the 2009 SEC Championship game, so Alabama on winning the last two meetings between these two in this big rivalry. Supposed to be an 85-degree night for Florida Field, and it will be under the lights, 7 o'clock Central, CBS. Alabama's defense rated number 2 in the nation. Florida's defense rated number 5 in the nation, and they both have questions at quarterback, so it really doesn't get much more even than this. What do you think about the big game?
Hope you like defense, because we're going to see a lot of defense in this ball game. Alabama has the speed to contain Rainey and Demps. Florida has the speed and strength to contain Lacey and Richardson. So we'll definitely see which quarterback is able to make the critical throws. Will the A.J. McCarron be able to hit those passes downfield? He's just been a step or two overthrown for those deep balls. He's been pretty good with the medium routes and the short routes with the screens and all. But I think this is going to be a big test for A.J. McCarron. He's already played one tough road game at Penn State. I know Penn State's not that good of a football team, but still, starting on the road in front of 100,000 hostile fans, that's got to be said for something. Brantley will have his toughest matchup of the year to date with the Alabama defense. I think that Alabama defense will be able to force Brantley into a bunch of mistakes like they did last year. The key, though, will be the Tebow approach that they used in 09, and that is the defensive line and linebackers that are rushing need to get as deep as Demps and Rainey, so that way they won't give them huge lanes to run through and over-pursue, allowing them to have huge cutbacks and big chunks of yardage gained. Florida's defense is going to have to try to make Alabama throw the ball on them and put 8 in the box and say, beat us, A.J. I think A.J. has the arm for it. I think that if you're a Bama fan, you are going to be a little nervous, though, because he's shown previously to make decisions based on his arm strength rather than what is probably a good check down. He forced the ball against Penn State and was lucky to throw the needle a couple of times. Luckily, he hasn't had a turnover in a big game like Penn State, like Arkansas. He's only had his turnovers against North Texas and Kent State. So hopefully he'll be able to make good decisions, manage it well. I think Alabama will win this game by a field goal. I think we'll actually see A.J. McCarron lead Alabama on a game-winning drive, and I like Alabama 17-14.
Yeah, I picked Florida in the preseason, and I'm going to stick with that pick. I think the Gators have a good team this year. I think they may be a little overrated for what they've done so far. I mean, Kentucky and Tennessee are not exactly blockbuster victories. But I will say this. We're talking about the number one third down defense in America so far this year, and I don't care who you play, that's a pretty good stat. I like the Gators. I think they I don't know that they'll run on Alabama like everybody is saying. I don't think Rainey and Demps will be able to get to the outside, but I do think that John Brantley will make more plays in this game than we've seen probably him ever make, and I think Alabama, I don't know, I just like the Gators to win 21-20. I think it's going to be a very close game, but I think it's in the swamp. It's a very difficult place to play. We know all that, all the cliches, but I think Florida will sneak out with the upset victory, but I don't think this will end, if they do win, Alabama's championship hopes. I think they'll still be alive, but it's just very difficult to go on the road in the SEC anywhere, but especially when you talk about Ben Hill Griffin Stadium at Florida Field. Regardless, though, it'll be a great matchup, a great atmosphere and matchup tomorrow night, and I think we all are looking forward. Well, David Sears hosts WJOX Game Day Final. Is that what it's called? Jocks Game Day Final?
Jocks Game Day Final on Saturday and the Jacks Friday Night Football Show on Friday.
Yeah, and you can hear him on the weekends, mate, with some great conversation about the upcoming games in college as well as high school football. And then if you want to hear, if your team doesn't lose and you want to hear the post-game wrap-up show, you can hear him on WJOX as well. And a reminder, you can follow David on Twitter at David_Sears75. So you can connect with him that way. David, great stuff on this Friday. Look forward to talking again next week.
All right. Thank you very much, Jacob.
All right. We'll be back on Monday to recap the carnage. Hope everyone has a nice, safe, sober, well, maybe not if you're going down to Gainesville, but hope everyone has a nice weekend.